five staff arrested on immigration charges at Guy's and St Thomas's. Five members of staff at Guy's and St Thomas's have been arrested over alleged immigration offences. A member of staff at Guy's and St Thomas's, who wished to remain anonymous, leaked the arrests made by UK Border Force at the hospital on Friday and Monday because of concerns over the safety of vulnerable patients. "We all feel quite angry, really, because it's always covered up," she said. "I know they only work in housekeeping, but it could have been a nurse or a doctor, and we have vulnerable people here as patients." The frustrated staff member said she thought the staff arrested had used fake driving licenses and passports to get their jobs in the first place. "The people that are checking these passports aren't trained to check forgeries," she said. "I think it's important when you work in a hospital that the documents are properly checked." One of the arrests was reportedly of a member of staff who had worked at the hospital for 6 years. Home Office Immigration Enforcement, formerly UK Border Force, confirmed they had arrested five Nigerian staff members over 2 days. Acting on intelligence provided by the Hospital Trust, three Nigerian nationals working as cleaners, including two men aged 41 and 62, and a 39-year-old woman, were arrested on Friday for outstaying their visas. The two men and a further woman, aged 41, were also arrested by police under the Identity Cards Act 2006. A 35-year-old woman was arrested on Monday, who had entered the country illegally. The two women arrested were placed on immigration bail and faced being deported if they were found to have no leave to remain. The Home Office Immigration Service confirmed that the Guy's and St Thomas's Trust had fully cooperated with the operation. Paul De Silva, head of the Central London Home Office Immigration Enforcement team, said, "As in this case, we're happy to work with the employers where they have concerns. However, those businesses that do not comply with the rules could face heavy fines." Guy's and St Thomas's NHS Foundation Trust have the use of new passport scanning technology, which has allowed them to better detect forgeries in new and existing staff. A review of documents belonging to staff the Trust suspected were in the country illegally led to the arrests. A spokesman for the Trust said, "The Trust requires all applicants to provide documentary evidence confirming their right to work in the UK in accordance with UK law. The staff arrested were employed by the Trust before we started using a passport scanner and implemented other controls in the recruitment process to make it easier to detect counterfeit passports."